KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Now let's check high school sports last night and high school girls volleyball play last evening. From the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan defeating Shenandoah 3-1. Clarinda downing Denison 3-2. Kemper Catholic beat Clarinda 3-0. Kemper Catholic also over Denison 3-0. Glenwood a 3-game sweep over Red Oak, while St. Albert took 3-4 from Lewis Central last night. From the Western Iowa Conference, Logan Magnolia with a couple of 2-game sweeps as the Panthers beat Maple Valley and also River Valley, both in 2 straight. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Glidden-Ralston topping Exira EHK 3-0. In the Corner Conference, Stanton over Heartland Christian 3-0. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Bedford over Lennox 3-2. Mount Air a 3-game sweep over Nottoway Valley, while Maryville, Missouri beat Southwest Valley 3-2 last night in volleyball play. The Iowa Association of Track Coaches weekly cross-country team rankings out yesterday afternoon. Here's a look at some of those numbers. In Class 4A, on the boys' side, Dowling Catholic is number one with Pleasant Valley and Dubuque Hempstead, 2 and 3. In girls' Class 4A, Johnston, Waukee, and Dubuque Hempstead top the top 15. In Class 3A boys, Gilbert is number one, followed by Carlisle and Marion. In Class 3A girls, Wallert is number one with Ballard and North Polk the top three. Glenwood is in at number six, while Atlantic checks in at 11, and Harlan is ranked 12th in this week's girls' 3A poll. In the boys' 2A poll, George Little Rock Central Lion is top rated with Sioux Center and Tipton the top three. On the girls' side in 2A, Mid Prairie Wellman is number one, WCKP is number two, and Crestwood is three. Panorama's in at number four. In Class 1A rankings, on the boys' side, Madrid is top-rated, with Nottoway Valley ranked 2nd and South Hamilton number 3. ACGC is rated 10th, while Tri-Center is 12th. In girls' 1A, Logan Magnolia top-rated, with Key and Judson the top 3. AHSTW is ranked 15th in this week's poll. I believe that should be Hudson, not Judson. Somebody's typo there. In Iowa Association Track Coaches cross-country rankings, the individual ratings for this week. Let's take a look at some of those numbers for you. Boys 4A, Tim Sin of Ankeny is top-rated. Kaya Downs of Sioux City East is top-rated in girls 4A. And boys 3A, Tyler Reese of Gilbert is number one. And also in the rankings, number 10, Jalen Peterson of Atlantic in 3A boys. 3A girls, Adriana Catcher is number one ranked. She's from Center Point, Urbana. Jeanette Schraft of Glenwood is rated 6th this week, while Atlantic's Taylor McCready is rated number 12. Also taking a look at some of those numbers, Reagan Anderson of Denison's ranked 14th, and Braylon Baker of Creston's ranked 30th in those ratings. And 2A boys, Reese Smith of Garner-Hayfield-Ventura is top-rated. Trainer's Jerry Jorgensen is ranked 3rd. Missouri Valley's Jordan Hustak is number 8. In 2A girls, Marie Hostetler of Mid-Prairie-Wellman is top-rated, while Panorama's Ella Waddle is rated number 6. In boys, Class 1A, Sean McDermott of Madrid is top-rated this week. ACGC's Noah Nelson is 6th. Josh Bowdler of Nottoway Valley is 9th. Justin Ambrose of Bowyer Valley is 10th. Loudon Foster of West Central Valley is 11th, while Tyler Braheny of Nottoway Valley is 12th. Adam Thompson of Sydney is rated 16th. Also, Leo Garrigan of St. Albert is rated number 26 this week. In 1A girls, Emma Lucas of Bedford is top-rated, with Kate Crawford of ACGC number 2 and Peyton Poggy of Tri-Center rated 3rd. Taylor Spore of Logan Magnolia is 4th. Alexis Post of Riverside is 8th. Courtney Spore of Logan Magnolia ranked 11th. Gracie Springman of St. Albert is 18th. Chloe Falcon of AHSTW is rated 21st. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley ranked 24th. Lauren Embleton of ACGC is 26th. And Violet Lapke of Logan Magnolia ranked 27th. A lot of dominance locally in girls, Class 1A. Major League Baseball action from last night saw Yadier Molina hit a grand slam and Marcelo Zuna went deep twice as the Cardinals outscored the Nationals 11-8. Molina's 6th career grand slam put St. Louis up 11-5 in the 9th inning. Paul DeJong and Patrick Wisdom also went deep as the Redbirds stopped a 3-game skid. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 7-3, Philadelphia over Miami 9-4, Milwaukee beat Chicago 11-1, Colorado over San Francisco 6-2, Arizona 6-0 over San Diego, L.A. beat New York 11-4. In the American League, Yandy Diaz was 3-for-4 with a solo homer and an RBI triple as the Indians roughed up the Royals 9-3, reducing their magic number to 10 for winning the American League Central. Also in AL play, Tampa Bay beat Toronto 4-0, Texas 4-2 over LA, Detroit beat Chicago 8-3, Houston over Minnesota 5-2, New York over Oakland 5-1, Baltimore beat Seattle 5-3. In interleague play, Boston over Atlanta by a 5-1 final. Well, Iowa started slow but came on in the second half to win their opener with Northern Illinois 33-7 on Saturday. Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz says the effort shown by the team carried it through.
Thought our guys played hard, thought they played determined, and that allowed us to play through some bumps in the game. There's certainly plenty of those. Thought we played good team football, had good responses for the things that didn't go well, so that certainly was pleasing.
Ferentz says he was especially happy with the way the newcomers responded.
You know, a lot of young guys got a chance to play. In-game action, live game action, and that's something you really can't duplicate in practice. So hopefully they'll take confidence away from that experience and be better off as we move forward here in the schedule. And that's certainly going to be necessary for us. The mistakes that we did have out there, we played through those, and a lot of those young, inexperienced players are part of that. So I think that's a real positive, too.
In-state rival Iowa State is up next, and Ferentz says they'll have to give the same hard effort this week.
Certainly a special game for everybody involved. I think nothing new there. It's a great rivalry, certainly, and one we're really excited about being part of. And I think it's not only exciting for our players, for our coaches, for alums, fans in the state, but people across the country. It's just it's a really great thing for everybody, I think.
Ferentz says the Hawkeyes have 12 starters who are Iowa natives.
Basically, if you look at our roster, about 50% of it's Iowa natives. So I think that's certainly important. It says a lot about the commitment that our players, I think, have to our university, and then conversely, the commitment we have to the state of Iowa.
Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell says having the season opener canceled by weather just a few minutes into the game was not the ideal situation, but he thinks it wasn't a total loss.
I do think there were some positives that we took from Saturday. You know, getting the opportunity for preparing for a game, getting the game started. You know, some of those young guys getting at least some snaps, getting out in front of our fan base, our crowd. I thought there were certainly some positives that we were able to take from it.
The game was stopped by lightning 4:05 in with the Cyclones up 7-0 and then eventually was canceled. Campbell isn't sure if the cancellation will hurt any one area of the team more than another as they prepare this week for in-state rival Iowa.
As a coach and as a player, you want to play, you know, and so I just think that our entire team in a lot of ways, getting out there, getting to play the game of football, getting to play under the lights, have successes, have failures, and getting to work through that, that's probably affected the team in general.
Campbell was asked about the canceled game serving as a whole game for the players who were suspended for the season opener.
There's a lot of other things that go into it other than just the game aspect of it. I really personally think those are so minimal. But it's when you don't get to practice with the first team for the last month, or you're on the scout team for the last 3 weeks there, or, you know, you've had to get up in front of your teammates and apologize.
Any stats from the canceled game don't count, and Iowa State travels to Iowa City for Saturday's game with no record so far on the season. We'll have Saturday's game for you here on the radio as the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones will battle from Kinnick Stadium. That's a 4 o'clock kickoff. We'll be on the air 2 o'clock with the pregame start time. Some movement within the Associated Press college football poll, but the top three teams remain the same as Alabama's number one. Crimson Tide picking up 48 of 61 first-place votes after a 51-14 blowout of Louisville. Second-ranked Clemson claimed 12 first-place votes, while Georgia held at number three. Ohio State moved up a notch to fourth, just ahead of Big Ten rival Wisconsin. Oklahoma, Auburn, Notre Dame, Washington, and Stanford round out the top 10. The Fighting Irish went up four spots following their convincing win over Michigan. LSU climbed from 25th to 11th with a 33-17 win over Miami, which plummeted from 8th to 22nd. Texas and Florida State fell out of the poll, replaced by number 24 South Carolina and number 25 Florida. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.